Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with the beautiful, gorgeous, sweet Carrie Bradstreet.
Larry Swanson. Huh? I thought you were going to say the sweet and adorable, beautiful Larry Swanson.
Oh, no. I'm not beautiful anymore. I'm old.
You know what? You, like I said before, you look the same as you did 20 years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, I look just as great
Actually,
as
you're
me.
Not... You're a lot thinner, because looking back at our old shows,
yeah,
that kind of see, I mean, all of us kind of be like, that was a good year, that was a bad year. That was like, oh, I gained weight, I lost weight.
Yeah, yeah, I can look at some of them shows and go, oh, my God, I was that fat. In fact, somebody asked me to play Santa Claus one time, and now I know why. I can't imagine. So anyway, how you been?
I've been good. I've been kind of had the house to myself for... about 6 days. My husband and his brother, they went up to the UP to visit. There's a family cabin or some cabins up there, yeah, up in Curtis. And last year, Mark went for the first time, you know, in like 35 years or something. Oh, yeah. He hadn't been up there in a long time. And then...
well, how so come you didn't go? You don't fish?
Well, then I got the dogs. Someone's got to wash the dogs. And we just can't really...
Now, how many dogs do you have now?
There's four at our house right now.
Wow. I'm down to two. I lost one. But,
I know.
But, yeah, no, I got
But he
two.
Did take the his dog, his shadow.
Yeah,
that
I've seen
just
that
go
picture.
Nuts without him. But it's funny, he said that... you know, Siri, she just loves it up there, but he can't be out of her sight, and then she just whines, and so he has to, like, take her everywhere, so on the fishing boat and, you know, taking her with her.
I take my dog on my boat, and he gets underneath where my steering wheel is. He gets under there and just lays down and sleeps, and
yeah.
I bring water, and he takes water, and...
Yeah,
he loves being on the boat.
Yeah, it's probably like being, you know, like in a waterbed or something, just rocking you down.
Yeah, he
kind of sleep.
He always goes to sleep, yeah. Now, when I catch a fish, he'll always run up to it and smell it.
Well, that's what I asked Marcus. How does she react? He said she doesn't react anything to when they're catching
fish. Mine gets excited when I catch a fish, so.
But it's like, what? They caught a bunch. I guess last year they hardly caught any. But then they had like 45 fish, and then it's like... What do? Well, we just throw them all back.
Yeah.
Is that...
Well, it's like a bass. I don't care how big a bass I catch, I throw it back, you know.
So it's like fishing just for the sake of...
I'm going fishing tomorrow. Whatever. I can't take my boat, though, because I'm waiting for a part to come for my boat trailer. So.
Where do you fish, then?
All over. I'm going out to the big lake.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I don't go way out.
What do you look for,
lake?
Like lake trout or something? What do you get?
Well, I mostly fish for. I don't look for them. I fish for
what
them.
What fish do you hope to catch on the end of your...
Well, really, to tell you, what I'm looking for right now, I like perch.
Oh,
perch is good.
Okay.
And I love to fry them up and eat them, yeah. So, by the way, guess what? I'm going to tell you. You know that old show we used to have?
I was just referencing about how we've... aged and fat and thin.
And got you got prettier, I got uglier.
No.
But what was the name of that show?
You've got to be kidding me, America.
No, we enjoyed that. We had a lot of people on it.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I couldn't wait to that day that we came in and did the show, because there were so many people in it, and everybody got along with everybody most of the time.
Yeah.
And it just was a lot of fun. And
it was like a big family.
It
Speaking
was.
Of that, it's and I noticed that I don't get on Facebook very often. A lot of times if it's like a birthday or if I get a notification like somebody we know, you know, posted something.
Right.
And I'm so surprised to see that people that I only know from this show and that met other people from the show, they're still friends with everybody. Like on Facebook, like I might see, like if Dan posted something, I'll see comments and stuff from people that we've had on the show, you know, years and years ago. So I think a lot of people all stayed connected over all
these
years.
Oh, that's great. I remember
2008 or whenever it was.
I remember how there was difficulty with some people, though, liking each other. And I think we did a pretty good job of kind of putting them in their place and everything went really well.
We even ended up having... two people meet and get married.
Got married.
And then they
have
a little baby now.
Yeah,
so,
isn't that something?
Yeah, so a little matchmaker service,
too. Yeah, so it was good. And is Dan working now?
I'm sure, but yeah. I don't know any of what they're doing.
Right.
But
Well, we had a lot of people. And now, anyway, why I brought that up we're going to start another show. And because we have, I like the name of our show right now, Anything Goes. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're going to start a half-hour comedy show. It's going to be Anything Goes. And we're going to get people that want to be in the show and that want to, that love acting and stuff like that. And then what we're going to do, our other show we put on WOTV. And we're also thinking of putting this show on WOTV. That's not saying we are right now. I don't want to say that. And then you say, well, you said this. I say we're going to look into it again because they had called me and wanted me to put another show together. So that's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, there's kind of a lack of content on some places.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's so weird. You know, I've got like Hulu. I did have Netflix, but I canceled Netflix because they've gotten way too woke into their programming and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, I'm not going to support them. But I watch a lot of things like on YouTube. But I look and it's like, there's all of these choices, but it's like, I never can find anything to watch.
Yeah.
It's just like, why isn't that?
I think people like to laugh. And I look back at my show, and maybe it's because we produced it and that I thought it was really funny. I still think it's funny when I watch it. Mm-hmm. I see it. We put a lot of those, or somebody put a lot of those up on different channels. And mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of people that produce their own content now because of the internet, you know, with, you know, TikTok videos and YouTube videos and all of this. So there's a lot of people out there that love to perform and love to do stuff.
Well, maybe we can get them in here to be
able to. As I was saying that and thinking that there may be a way to add some content to our show by having people that aren't necessarily local, but they produce something at home.
And we can put it in our show.
And then we...
Oh, yeah, we
and
could
then,
even do
or
that.
Or we could be doing it via Zoom, you know, like they're on Zoom and we're on Zoom and could be doing something.
Not to say anything, but do you think anybody would upset making money off the show, being part of it and then get paid for it?
There might be some resistance, but probably people would.
Well, we could always take their money if they didn't want it, right?
Yeah, just gas money. I mean, shoot.
Oh, my God, I thought I was going to have to buy a new battery-operated car just because of the gas prices.
Well, you got vehicles that have these big tanks. Like, I mean, I can't imagine you having to fork out like $80 or something to fill up your car. It's like,
you know, not to get into politics or anything, but I still think, and I've never said this before, but I really do believe Trump got railroaded. I think he won the election, and the Democrats put it into a way where he lost. You can't have that big of following.
Have you watched any of the I don't know if you call them documentaries or something that have been produced, like 2,000 Mules and now the deselection by Mike Lindell? Watching those, they have proof of all the fraud that was done.
Yeah, but they're still got the Democrats that won, and they're sure not going to give it up. And now that I think they found out who won, they wish they never got him in. I mean, I'm the same age as he is, and I still forget to eat lunch sometimes. I mean, how they're going to go this with him? I mean, his heart, you know, I'm not going to say anything.
Don't bless his heart, because he's a very bad person.
Yeah, well, him and his son, too. I mean, it's so crooked, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, he's been crooked since he started, when he first got into the Senate. Yeah.
Yep. So
crime,
anyway,
the Biden crime family.
Yeah, it is.
This,
I mean, they could have been in the show on TV that they had. What was that? Each week that was on TV about all the gangsters.
Oh.
What was the name of that show? They could put that up. And now he's going to say he's going to run again. So, but let's get off that, because I want to go back to our show.
Well, see, and that's another thing. When our show is what we used to do, we do, commentary.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
do a lot of stuff on him.
Yeah, and we would do, like, the news, and we would do, skits
I'm already getting the voice for the president, because I know he's going to be old, you know. So, but I think, and let everybody know that the beautiful, gorgeous Carrie Bradstreet.
Don't say that.
Why?
They'll be expecting that, and it's not that anymore.
Oh, really? No. You know what? I think what we'll do is have a a write-out or something, or what I have the word I'm, I can't come up with the word right now, but have a contest and have people write in and how beautiful you are on a scale from 1 to 10.
Then I would it would just put me into a fat depression.
Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll start it out on a scale from 1 to 10. I'm going to say you're a 15. So
that's your line that you say to all the girls.
Never, never do I say that.
Oh, Larry, you've been saying that as long as I've known you.
But to you, never.
No, I hear you say
you and my wife are the only two people I say that to.
No. Okay. You say that you can't remember.
I give.
I remember for you.
Okay, I forget. But anyway, we're going to be having an exciting time. Mm-hmm. If anybody's listening to this and wants to get involved, how do they do it? Do they get a hold of
it? Yeah, they could, contact us on Facebook Messenger or something.
Okay, and let's have you do it because I keep forgetting
the password.
I do. I forget the password, and then I got to get a new one, and then I go. It's just horrible. I'm bad at that. I'm just bad at it.
Yeah.
Give me a line and I'll remember the line.
Yeah.
But
we need to have, I know back when we were at our prime, we had a lot of people that were good writers. And that's the hard part is getting, something written, like written skits and stuff that were good. And we've had some classics that.
So we need writers, right?
And the writers can also be actors themselves, a lot of people would write for themselves and that's fine too. But and even when we do stuff off the cuff, do some improv stuff, a lot of times we come up with some with some funny
material. And also if you get on your computer and go up to
Vimeo has a lot of our old stuff.
Vimeo.
There's stuff on YouTube still.
YouTube
under,
where you can get
I think it's under you just search Five and Dime Productions.
Yeah,
I think
Five and
a
Dime
lot
Productions.
Of them are.
Oh.
Even if you put in You've Got to Be Kidding Me America, a lot of other videos come up too because that's very common, but a lot of times our videos will come up too.
Well, good. So anybody out there that is interested in becoming an actor or actress or wants to be a writer or wants to be a camera person, wants to get, if you're going to school right now and you or doing camera
just
work and all that.
Some experience. And,
come on in. Yeah. We're all started someplace.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of fun. We enjoy ourselves, or we wouldn't want to be doing another show. So
right. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to do, and you get to become new. I got some friends now that I'll have all of my life. You know. And
a lot of people that you never would have met otherwise.
Yeah, that's what
I'm thinking. All these people that I've known for these last 12, 13 years.
Right.
I mean, I never would have met them before.
Yeah,
and
so, even me, so, you and I.
We go way back. We go back 20 years.
Yeah, so. But anyway, if you're going to be on the show, if you want to be on the show, get on Facebook or something and look up Carrie Bradstreet. Or do you have a different name on that?
No, I'm searchable, I think.
Okay.
But, otherwise, I think you put, or we can have in the description, we can have Tyler put in our contact information, email or something.
Yeah, okay. In fact, just to let everybody know, we are going to have people coming here as far as this is where we're going to be, this is where we're going to do the show, this is where we're going to do everything, so...
Yeah,
this will be
we've used, looking around, I mean, they've made a lot of changes since we've been here before, but there's a lot of cool, places in here to shoot stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Remember when we'd use the front lobby, we've used the front lobby, for movie theater ticket counters, for, remember the receptionist skit where it was, Kim was, the receptionist, but she was a live person, but she talked like she was like an answering service or whatever, and it was so frustrating to the person who was the customer. I mean, I look around here, and the golf one we shot over there about the country club, what was it, the Beaver? I can't remember what it was. Yeah, we've had a lot of funny...
Yeah, we did. And you've been in quite a few of them,
And we had a lot of people who created characters that were recurring characters, and
right.
we'd write
Absolutely.
Skits around
yeah.
them.
What was the one girl that used to do a lot of skits? She was funny.
Melissa?
Melissa, was it Melissa?
Melissa did a lot of them. We've had a lot of people over the years.
Yeah. A lot of people had fun here. Every time I might see
yeah,
somebody else.
Yeah, and the only detriment that we would run into is just people having the time, or they had to work, and it became where, you know, kind of unaffordable for some people to
right.
take the time to do it. So
right.
maybe in this era now that, you know, people are having more time, or they've changed jobs where they have more free time, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Or they've retired, like some of us got so old that they're...
Yeah.
That's Sorry, Sophia, that's referring to... I know Sophia's
yeah.
retired.
Oh, everybody will love Sophia, too. She is a sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah. She is the master of costumes. And
oh, yeah.
She's got...
Right.
You need a wig or something, Sophia's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's played a lot of different characters,
right.
too.
And I mean, we've shot everywhere. We've shot downtown Grand
Snooki,
Rapids.
Remember, she was Snooki and
what
Cher.
Who was the two guys that was the convicts? Not convicts, but...
I know you're talking about Javier when he was playing Sancho and...
Yeah, but then we had the two every week, too, and they were...
Oh, the brother! Oh, the mob guys.
Yeah, the mob guys. What was the name of them?
You're talking. We're two old people with bad memories trying to reminisce about stuff. This is not going to go very
no,
well.
No, it isn't. Yeah.
Those guys.
Huh? Those guys. Right. That was the name of it. You know, and you stop and think. Those guys, and then you see it. It's a very, we're very professional in what we do. I mean, we might look like we're, you know.
Yeah, and it was with like a zero budget, you know. I mean, we produced a lot of funny, good content.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, we were on one show. It was so good we got kicked off of it. Remember that? What was the name?
Ion? On the
Ion Network. Yeah, we used to be on the Ion Network.
Yeah.
Then we're on channel... WOTV.
Yeah.
We were on there for 7 years almost. So.
No, we weren't on there that long.
Almost 7 years, 6 years anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think we were on there.
Yeah, because we went. Yeah, like, we had our shows at one time, remember?
And of course, always on WKTV.
On WKTV, WKTV, we show it here too. And a lot of people like it. So that's one thing I want to do, is I want to get on this and get going on it. And so we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to change.
We're
changing this
podcast. The name will seem the same, but it won't be a podcast.
Yeah, anything
goes.
It
will be
right?
a variety show.
Right,
a
variety show that anything goes. So that in itself should tell you what kind.
Right.
And all we need is a laugh, a ha ha laugh. That's all we're asking.
Yeah. We can have auditions be like an America's Got Talent.
And the nice thing about it is. Every week you get to see the beautiful Carrie Bradstreet.
Cut it out. No, I've been...
Listen, just
have
cut
to
it out.
Get back in shape before I get on camera again.
There's no way I could... You know what? When you get so old, there's one thing you can't do anymore, you know? Nowadays, it used to be I used to cough and that's all it was. Nowadays, I'm thinking... Is it time? Am I going?
No. Is this my last call?
Is this my last time? Well, you do. You get, you know.
Yeah.
The more every day, it just seems like.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. That's one thing I want to do. I want to do a skit about my doctor firing me as a patient. That's got to be
You're
funny.
You're too sick for me, Larry.
You're
too much work, Larry.
You're too much work.
You're here every other day, and I do have other patients.
Larry, I see you because of your heart. I see you because of your eyes. I see you because of your back. I see you because of your legs.
What kind of a doctor that sees you for all of those things? Just a general practitioner?
No, yeah, just a general practitioner. She's my...
Internist or what is it?
No, she's my... main doctor,
Does
and then they
general
send me out to the
refers you for all the other
sugar
stuff?
Diabetes and all this everything.
But you don't
else.
Have you don't have like an endocrinologist that does your diabetes, a heart. So, okay, so you have she's like your base primary doctor, who then
so she really don't have that much to do. when I have a physical, I see her, you know.
Mm-hmm. But then she just refers you to all the specialists.
I think maybe it was when I did I went to do my yearly physical, and I just went in and got naked. And when she walked in, I was standing there naked. And, no, I'm just kidding you. There's no reason why she should have fired me. What was her name, Larry? Oh, I don't want to tell her name here, you know. My other one was really great, but she retired, and I had her for years. So.
Okay, so that's fine.
But I had to go to emergency the other day to go to the doctor. That just teed me right off, you know. So she shouldn't even be a doctor. In fact, the doctor that I seen not hospital, but the doctor's office, even told me I should file a complaint against her. He said, that's just not right. With all the things that's wrong with you, I said,
Yeah, she should have made sure you had someone.
Right. And the one she turned me over to isn't even going to be there to the end of September. So. Well, anyway.
And who's to say that person didn't show up and want to fire you, too?
I may just call Sam. So anyway, have we been here a half hour yet?
I haven't gotten the signal from the control booth.
Oh, can you see?
I'm going to get drink.
Ask him how many minutes we got left.
No. But yeah, just tell me a little bit more about what you've been doing to keep yourself busy.
Fishing. Working on my boat to get my boat into
the water. So if you're fishing tomorrow and your boat doesn't have the part.
I won't be fishing on my boat. I'm going out to the...
You're just going to stand on the pier or the dock?
Well, I might go out. I might go to the river and put on my waders and fly fish. Or not fly fish, but fish. So, yeah. Or I might go out, take my wife out to the big lake while she sits there and gets tanned.
Right. It's supposed to look like
she's not playing pickleball. The woman's crazy.
Yeah. Well, she's so good that she hurt herself. She's playing.
Helen got five stitches over her eye. I said, darling, you're too beautiful to have you doing all that breaking of your face.
You know? Yeah.
Then she had her arm. She's got it in a cast. And it's, bless her heart, she's the sweetest woman in the world. So.
Yeah. I was gonna have her.
How she could take care of me for 46 years.
Yeah. Hope she doesn't fire you.
Yeah, she might
fire
me.
You'd be really in trouble.
Well, she's probably waiting for me to die because she's a lot younger than me. So she
She keeps going.
She keeps taking my clothes.
She's calling these doctors and saying,
she's taking all my clothes and putting them in the basement in bags. And what is this for?
I'm still wearing them.
That's exactly what I said. I'm still wearing that. What are you putting them away right now for? Oh, too soon? Yeah, too soon. Nah, but she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Put up with me, oh my God, for that many years. That's a trip in itself.
Yeah.
So the people that we want on our show, we want people that want to be comedians, don't we? We want people that are just funny by nature.
Right, and people who don't necessarily need a lot of direction, that they know what they're doing, you know, that they know they can learn scripts if they need to, or can write scripts, have some experience,
right,
even if it's not like professionally.
Oh yeah, but
that just in their bedroom and make YouTube videos or something.
But at the same time, I won't be afraid to talk to somebody who's never did anything before. They might have this talent and they just never used it before.
Right.
The best people of all is people that like comedy TV. It's the best people that we've ever had. They love comedy. They love to do comedy.
And they don't have a big ego.
Right.
Because, you know, people who can't handle constructive criticism or whatever, or, you know.
But what's so great about that, let's say somebody's got a beautiful voice. We can have them on the show and sing, you know.
If we make it more of a variety show.
Well, I don't want a big variety show.
No.
But I'm saying...
Like a Saturday Night Live, a lot of times they'll have a singer on, or they'll have... I mean, you can have, you know, a few things in there.
Right.
Or you could have someone who's a singer, and then we can sabotage them and make it funny.
Right. Or we can have somebody that that just likes to do camera.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That wants to be camera. Or somebody that wants to do, you know, voice. Did he give you the... Yeah. That's great. Well...
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Oh, well, anyway, and the gentleman in the other room is going to be head of all the...
Yeah.
What he's doing right now, he'll be the head one, so...
Yeah.
He's got the job of saying, oh, don't get upset with me, it was him. I'll get on him. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of students or graduated, you know, in the industry in some way that, you know, might like to get some experience.
And why are we
editors? That was always.
And why are we doing this show? Because it's just a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, people who want to do it because
we made friends.
Laughter is the best medicine.
We made friends. We have people come in. We see all the time now. I mean, it's just
a good outlet.
Right. It's a good outlet and to enjoy and do something, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Carrie Bradstreet, the beautiful girl, that's going to be head of the show.
Don't make me the head of the show.
Well, it's me and you.
No, what he does is he makes like me the boss, and so when there's an issue, that I am the one that has to tell people that. We don't want you on the show anymore.
and what's fun about that, I just can look at the person and say, yeah, that's too bad. I wouldn't have done that. No, I would never do that.
We've only had a couple of people that were really bad apples. Oh. They were your bad apples that I would end up having to try to...
Well, remember the one writer we had?
Or the sword fight in the lobby.
And... Yeah, we did. I did. Somebody had a sword at me.
Oh, the good old days.
I couldn't believe that happened.
Can you imagine anybody that would have a problem with Larry?
No. I'm too funny.
No, but yeah, we'll have Tyler put my email, maybe your email address in the description so that if anybody wanted to contact us for more information or... has some skills or interest in either on the production end, writing, acting.
Well, and I'll tell you right now, I'll give my telephone number out so anybody could call me too and we could set up a time. My telephone number is 616-617-7533. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Apparently he doesn't sleep.
No, not very often. So anyway, that's my number. If you're interested in anything to do with...
Anything goes.
Yeah, anything goes. We'll be happy to get you to do anything goes.
Yeah.
Okay. And may I say to you, I'm going to miss you while you're gone.
I'm going to have cataract surgery in 2 weeks, and I'm probably better that I'm gone.
See, I thought
I'll come back and I'll be like, oh my gosh, look at everything. I can see everything.
See, I thought she drove a Chevrolet, and now I find out she drives a cataract. So.
A catamaran on the lake. So, anyways. All right. Well,
say goodbye, Carrie.
Goodbye, Carrie.
Goodbye, Carrie.